What you been up to this week? My old pard Guitar Bob used to ask about every musical session and beer binge. Logging, I told him most every spring, at which he would let out a mocking laugh. Oh, right, logging. Paul Bunyan, right? Guitar Bob burns wood just like me, but he buys his wood already split and delivered after one long year of manhandling a mall that mostly manhandled him. We have cut up logs together, one time sliding down a 10-foot-high pile of stacked and snotty logs, but Bob is no logger. And despite his sneering cynicism, I am. Year after year, I cut alders, maples, firs, and deadfall back in the woods, bucket up, stack the slash, split the sections with an 8-pound maul I've prized for decades, haul it by wheelbarrow or garden cart up to the woodsheds, and let it age for 2 years before burning it. We're talking 10 or 12 cord a year, a cord being, for you not familiar with dendritic measurements, a stack 4 feet by 4 feet by 8 feet. In other words, 10 cord is a hell of a lot of wood, and a hell of a lot of work. So when Guitar Bob mocks me, I don't find it amusing coming from a man who buys his wood cut and split. Paul Bunyan, trust me, there are years when I feel like that. Just wish I had a blue ox babe to drag the trees out of the back 40. I'm turning 70 in a couple of months. Those 10 cord get bigger every year, and sometimes I think I could learn to envy Guitar Bob. Just order up some aged maple, stack it in the shed, and use my time for something more useful and way less strenuous. So, just when I get to thinking this way, a storm comes along and topples trees back on my trails, and yeah, I could just let them rot, home to pileated woodpeckers and raccoons. But a couple of years in, and the woods would be a debris field of branches and impassable trails. This year we lost 2 huge maples in the last storms, the biggest with a trunk easily 3 feet in diameter. I own 3 chainsaws, but none big enough to cut through the barrel of that base. Some of it is going to sit and rot, it looks like, to this old-timer. The rest is enough to fill 1 year of woodsheds, what I'm working on now and will be working on for the next few weeks. The truth is, I didn't move out to the island to live an easy life. Maybe I thought I was a son of pioneers or just liked the fantasy. Maybe I just didn't want a suburban or urban lifestyle, turn up the thermostat and watch TV. Maybe I really didn't give it much thought, which is probably closer to the truth. It's been 50 years now, cutting trees, planting more, burning firewood to keep warm, both the house and the studio and the wood shop. It's so much a part of my life I usually take it for granted. Well, at least until every spring.